Elvis Duran, the Elvis Duran phone tap.
A brand new phone tap from Mr. Scary Jones. You know, Scary does have a last name. All right, Scary, what's it all about?
Javier emailed us. He wants to play a phone tap on his roommate, Lucas. Lucas is from London, and the maximum amount of time he's allowed to stay here in the U.S. is almost expired. So he just got a girlfriend and a job, and he applied for this work visa so he could stay here longer, and it hasn't arrived yet. So Javier thought it would be funny if we messed with him on this.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Not good. All right, let's see what happens. Let's mess with him.
Hello.
What's up?
Hey, man.
So, listen, I just got home and some people called. It's something about you and, you know, if you were still here in the country, if you had left already. I don't know what to tell them, so that's when I hung up at first. And then they called back again and they started asking questions a little bit more.
Hey, listen, you know I'm waiting for my visa to arrive, don't you?
I think you got a letter like 3 weeks ago, and I think I may have thrown it in the garbage by mistake. I mean, it just came in.
What
like,
the f*** would you do that like, for, you idiot.
Well, I mean, I didn't do it on purpose. I just said it was one of those things that...
What do you mean you didn't do it on purpose?
Don't start cursing at me like that. It's not my fault. I mean, you should stay on top of your...
It's not your fault. You know I've been waiting for this. How could you be so stupid?
I was at home. I was high. I was smoking. I was going through the mail. I just threw all that shit out. I mean, I was kind of cleaning up afterwards.
You just threw it away. Well, what am I going to do now? What am I going to do? I'm supposed to start a job in a week. What am I going to do? Go back to... England? I don't want to go back to England.
I gave them your cell number. I told them that you were probably going to go to happy hour and, you know, start drinking and...
Why? Why would you tell them that?
Well, because you usually go to happy hour and start drinking. Sometimes you come home real...
Yeah, but they don't need to know that, do they? Why would you tell the government that I was going to a bar?
Well, don't you go to the bar?
You are so stupid.
Don't you go to the bar? I mean,
It doesn't matter what I do, Javier. Look, Harry, I'm trying to create a good impression here. They don't need to know that I went to a bar in the afternoon. What are they going to think about me now, that I'm a alky?
You do like to drink?
We all like to drink, Javier. Right now, I'd like to punch you right in the face, you stupid idiot.
He hung up. All right, I'm going to pretend I'm like the customer service person.
All right,
hold on.
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for Lucas Menes, please.
Yeah, speaking.
This is Jacques Bauer from the United States Air Command Services.
Yeah, yes. Hi.
I work in the customer service department here. We never got that supplemental information we needed for you.
Yeah.
We take it now you're headed back to London.
Well, look, what happened is my roommate was helping me out with the application, and he just told me earlier on that that he...
You sound drunk.
No. I'm just a bit confused because he's just told me that he threw away some paperwork, some mail from you.
Yeah, we sent that out.
Yeah, I know. But
we needed additional information, and the deadline is coming up here.
I didn't get it, and I don't know why. But he.
Well, then I hope you do get a plane ticket because you got to head back.
But I have a job which is supposed to start in a week.
You do here?
It's for a software company.
Oh, very nice. Okay.
Are they
aware that you're not going to be able to accept that position?
But I didn't receive that last piece of information that you sent through to me that needed more information.
Well, receive this last piece of information. You're going to get deported.
Can I get you that additional information now?
What, with a phone?
No. I mean,
what is this, like on demand or something? There's no app for this. I'm sorry. This takes at least 4 to 6 weeks.
I know, but it's... I know.
Your roommate told me that you were at a bar. So what do you do? You hang out at strip clubs and casinos and OTB in the afternoon?
No,
what do you do?
No. It was just...
You're cruising for birds.
Hold on a second. This is really important to me. I had a job offer, I had a contract, and I filed all my paperwork in time. I want to speak to your superior.
My superior?
Let me speak to your superior.
Hey, Austin Powers, that's very royal speak of you.
What is your identification number?
I'm going to tell you
Don't speak. What is your identification number?
I'm going to send you downtown Abbey.
What do you mean, downtown Abbey? Are you... taking the piss.
Now, why should I help you when you're acting like a Charles Dickens?
You can't just sit there behind your stupid desk being funny to
me. Hey, Mr. Bean, you like music?
Now stop laughing around.
Well, you're going in one direction.
You can't just do that.
Right back to the UK.
You can't just do
Yes,
that.
I can! I can't do anything
no,
I want!
No, you can't, okay? Because this has got to get fixed. This has got to get
Don't
fixed.
Don't you think you've loafed around for enough time here?
What do you mean I've loafed around? I've been applying for jobs since I arrived.
And you've been drunk by 2 o'clock every afternoon.
It doesn't matter. I just came to a bar for a beer. It's a free country. I can do whatever I like. You're going to get fired.
Don't make me come after you, you union jackass.
How dare you? How dare you speak to me like this? You're a pen-pushing little operative in a stupid little government department.
You come down here, I'm going to smack you so hard, I'm going to make your teeth straight.
You're just a customer service lackey. A bloody cog in a big wheel. And you can kiss my ass.
Maybe this is all just an Elvis Duran phone tap.
You
This is Scary Jones from Elvis Duran and the Morning Show.
It's that bloody breakfast program.
I'm sorry. That really hurt me, too. That was awesome.
This phone tap was pre-recorded with permission granted by all participants.
The Elvis Duran phone tap only on Elvis Duran and the Morning Show.